Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. On the phone with me right now is the one and only Colette Costa. And hey, it's good to hear your voice, my friend.
Well, thank you, Shelley. Good to hear your voice, too. I can see your face in my head.
Likewise. It's awesome.
Yeah, they've always told me I had a real face for radio.
So, yeah, me as well. So how are you holding up?
I mean, I don't want to make light of the situation, but this is the first time off I've had in like 10 years. And so I'm doing fine. This is the first time I've been able to catch up with email. I'm not kidding you, in years. So far, so good.
Lining.
In another week, probably be bouncing off the walls.
Well, for those who don't know, you run the Gold Town Theater here in town. I understand you are currently closed, so I am sorry about that, Colette. Is there anything you want to say about it?
It's a temporary closure, like a lot of other places here in town. We're all kind of pitching in to make sure that everyone stays as safe as possible, and we will all be opening back up just as soon as it's safe for us to do so. And thanks to all the other businesses that have joined in. You know, some by choice, some not by choice.
Right.
I think it's fine, and you know, we're all kind of doing the little bits that we can to make life seem normal under the situation.
Right. So you're closed, and that's the bad news. But the good news is that you're here today to give us some movie recommendations, and I just can't think of a better person to ask for movie recommendations right now. I'm really, really excited about this. And, you know, this might be something we do more than once. We might have you on again next week. I'm sure we probably will. So before we run down the list, why don't we just start with, like, your top five for now? That's about – I think I can only watch about five movies in one sitting anyway.
In what – you can do five movies in a sitting?
not really, but –
That's amazing.
Maybe in a weekend.
I did once do it was a weekend long. It was like a 50-hour movie marathon.
Wow.
Which was really, I don't recommend it, but it got really interesting, like around hour 36.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We did the Lord of the Rings trilogy, the director's cut, so like the longest versions of each of those movies in one day one time. It was exhausting.
Wow, that's a lot. It's too much.
It was too much. But we did it.
So a couple things I want to say before we throw some titles out is, and I'll be sending an email to my patrons, and I will eventually also be posting this information on our Facebook page, but I just want people to know that if you're stuck at home and you're looking for stuff to watch, there are many, many alternatives to either Amazon or Netflix or Hulu. There are a number of services that are free. A lot of other alternate streaming services are offering basically like housebound month-long free trials. And some of them are really specific. There's one that's like just specific for like people who are into design, architecture, and other kinds of design and art. So you don't have to just get stuck with one, and quite frankly, I'm not a fan of Netflix, I'll say that straight out, and I think their choices are not great, but I will be sending this information out to my email list, and then eventually I'll post it to the Gold Town's Facebook. The biggest one I would like everyone to know about, courtesy of our awesome downtown, well, library system, not just downtown, but they have a great streaming service that they've had for quite a long time. It's called Canopy, K-A-N-O-P-Y. And it's completely free. It contains an amazing collection of foreign films, documentaries, classic films. It pulls a lot of stuff from the Criterion Collection, which are some of the finest films ever made. And if you go to canopy.com, there's a login on there. All you need is your library card number. If you don't have that, that's a problem. You should have a library card. But it's totally free, and eventually what I'll do is I'll break these down and I'll give specific recommendations from those sites, but go to that one first and foremost because it's awesome, and we love our library and we want to support them as well.
That's awesome. They were actually on here yesterday. They were talking about Canopy. Canopy, I think, is extending some like available credits for this time period, and also if you don't have a library card, you can call them and they will set you up with one.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. I love the library.
Me too.
Awesome. So here we go, folks. I'll give you – so now if I would just give you, like, my five favorite movies, first of all, you could just watch them on a loop all day. You know, Lion in Winter, Jaws, Goodfellas, Swing Time, and then, you know, any one of the Marx Brothers films. But that's just not going to appeal to everyone, let's be honest.
Sure.
Although it should. It really should. I mean, how many times have you seen Jaws?
Yeah, what else you got?
Yeah. So instead, I'm going to give you some of the titles that we've had here, and I'm not trying to self-promote, but I also think these are some of the best movies we've ever shown, and they're taken from my list of some of my least attended films of the past decade, strangely enough. The first one I want to recommend is called It's a Disaster, and the two great things about it is, A, it's a comedy, and B, it's kind of about the end of the world, a little bit. It's a great little super indie comedy. It's got David Cross in it and Julia Stiles, and it's about a friends who meet for a brunch, and then a dirty bomb accidentally goes off, and they're all going to die, and they're stuck in this house together. It's really great grown-up humor. I mean, it's not R-rated, but it's just really clever, well-written, great characters. It's a Disaster. That's my first one right out of the gate.
All right, very relevant.
Very relevant. And after that, let's see, for your horror fans out there, it was a great little movie I showed just last year called The Wind, and it is a very small independent film. It's about a young bride living in the 1800s in the American West, and some very bizarre supernatural things begin to happen. It's really well made, super low budget, but you can't tell at all. And that was, I think, just came out last year, so it should probably be streaming somewhere. I really didn't really do the due diligence on where they're streaming, to be honest.
That's all right. We can find it.
Okay, good. So for those of you who have been watching or who got a chance to watch Parasite, this year's Oscar-winning movie by one of the great directors of our time, I'm going to recommend any one of his last few films. I think his most well-known is called The Host. It's one of the greatest monster movies, certainly of the 21st century. It's not terribly scary, but it's just a great classic monster movie in modern times. Before that, he had Memories of a Murder, which is, I think, one of his first ones. Very kind of, you know, a police detective murder film noir kind of feel to it. Super approachable, just a really easy watch. And then if you're feeling a little braver, you could try either Snowpiercer, which is his first English language film from about 3 or 4 years ago. It's got Chris Evans, great fight sequence in it, awesome cast, Tilda Swinton.
That one's on my list.
Oh, it's also about the end of the world. I forgot about that. It's about the end of the world, and the only people who are alive are on this perpetually moving train that circles the globe. And it's also about social order, pecking order, as Parasite was. Mm. So any of his stuff, top notch. And let's see, I get one more. Oh boy, well, it's not going to be Hobo with a Shotgun. I know that. And everyone was like, "Please say Hobo with a Shotgun."
Well, I'm writing it down since you did say it.
It is not for the faint of heart. I'll say that much.
Okay.
If you want something really kind of out there and a little bit odd, but so well done that the 2.5 hours flies by, there was a great little one about 3 years ago called Tony Erdmann, E-R-D-M-A-N-N. Tony Erdmann, it's a German film. It's very German. They are doing an American remake of it right now with Jack Nicholson and Kristen Wiig. And it's about a father and daughter who are estranged from one another, and the father's trying to ingratiate himself back into her life. It's extremely dry humor and a really great character piece.
I did see that one. It had a lot of memorable scenes in it.
Yes.
So.
Oh, yeah. It's not, it's a different kind of comedy than the other one.
I wouldn't say it's too family friendly, would you?
Well, I don't think any. Well, it's just. I think there's going to be bored. I mean, I don't think it's. I don't think it's. It's not. There's very little swearing in it, as I recall.
Well, it's in German as well.
And it's in German. Who's going to know? Feinhund. I mean, come on.
All right.
If you're looking for something for kids, we had a beautiful film some years ago called The Red Turtle, and it's an animated film.
That film is really cool. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily for kids, but kids can certainly watch it and get it and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful film. Very
It's
pretty.
really, really, really well
I don't
made.
think there's any talking in it, is there?
Sound
Yeah.
effects.
Yeah.
There's no actual words.
It's pretty cool.
So, yeah.
All right, Colette. Well, thank you.
Cool.
I'm gonna stop you there because I want you to save some for next time.
Oh,
And
yeah.
this is gonna be a great list to get us started, get us through the weekend or the evenings or whatever. It's get us through this
The
weird
days,
time.
the nights, the evenings, the afternoons.
All of it, all the time. Okay. Thanks again so much, and stay well, and keep
You too.
busy, and keep in touch.
All right, here's to not seeing you.
Here's to not seeing you too.
Bye. Thanks a
Bye.
lot, Kelly.
Thank you.